Cuomo had offered an ultimatum to teachers and the state education department: come to an agreement on a long-stalled teacher evaluation system, or the governor said he would impose his own plan as part of his 30-day amendments to his budget. Cuomo had until the close of business Thursday to legally amend his spending plan, and by noontime, the agreement was announced. Cuomo called it a major step forward and says the agreement will now ensure that the state receives $700 million in federal funds that are part of the Race to the Top program and were in jeopardy.
This agreement today should secure the federal funding, which was at risk.
The agreement also settles an ongoing lawsuit between the teachers' union and the state education department. New York State United Teachers had sued because they said state ed had unfairly changed the terms of a May 2010 teacher evaluation law. The original agreement required that 20% of a teacher's grade be based on standardized tests. The education commissioner, working with Governor Cuomo, had upped that percentage to 40%. A judge ruled in favor of the teachers' union last summer. The final agreements offer a compromise. 20% of teacher evaluations will still be based on student scores on standardized tests, and another 20% of the teacher's grade will be based on standardized test scores, but there'll be some leeway for interpreting those results. NYSET President Dick Iannuzzi admits the original agreement had included some language that was murky and had led to delays and even threats of more legal action.
There were words here that caused people to say, I'm just going to wait until I go to court to figure this out.
Under the new agreement, teachers and administrators will have to choose from a limited menu of options of how they can interpret those test scores for the second 20% of a teacher's grade. And the agreements from the over 700 school districts in the state will now be subject to the authority of State Education Commissioner John King. King will now have a new power to approve or reject the agreements. Commissioner King, as well as Governor Cuomo, say the evaluations are not meant to be punitive, but King admits it will ultimately result in the removal of some teachers deemed unsatisfactory.
Certainly there are people who will struggle. We'll get them support based on this evaluation system. And sure, if folks don't improve even with support, this may not be the right profession.
The deal also includes the settlement of a bitter stumbling block between New York City's teachers' union, the United Federation of Teachers, and the administration of Mayor Michael Bloomberg. The two sides had been unable to agree on an appeals process for teachers who receive unsatisfactory evaluations. UFT President Michael Mulgrew says he hopes the agreement can break the logjam and lead to an ultimate settlement on evaluations for New York City teachers.
This is the fairness we have been asking for from the beginning, and I do not believe we would have that if it were not for the governor.
The teacher evaluation plan, as well as the agreement over the appeals process, will now become part of the governor's 30-day budget amendments. But the difference is that now all of the key parties agree to those provisions. Cuomo says Thursday's settlement is just step one of a two-part process. Teachers and administrators in school districts must now work out the details of the evaluations and submit them to the state education officials. If they fail to have everything in place by next January and don't win the state education commissioner's approval, then they'll be denied a previously promised increase in school aid.
If they don't have done at the end of the year, we will withhold the 4% additional state funding.
The governor says schools that achieve their agreements early, by next September, will get credit toward a competition for $250 million in grants that Cuomo intends to award as part of his school aid budget. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.